Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. I've got another surprise for you today. I've told you about the Russo brothers. They're the king of seafood here in Savannah, Georgia. I think their father, either their grandfather, started their seafood business way back, you know, around the turn of the century. And they don't deal in just seafood. You know, every good low country ball has to have a good sausage in it. Well, people around this area just adore their homemade sausage. And today, they're going to show us how they make that delicious sausage. And then naturally, we're going to throw it into a low country ball, y'all.
This all started from my uncle. When I first started my catering business, I was buying my sausage from my uncle. And then after he passed away, I started doing it on my own. And he gave me the recipe, the seasonings that go in it. And my Aunt Joan taught me how to make it. And from then on, it's just been the only thing we do is use our chicken sausage in a low country boil.
I buy boneless, skinless thigh meat. And it's not 100%. I come back and I cut off all that excess fat so it's not in the sausage. I've tried the other stuff once before, the other type of sausage, and it took me an extra half an hour to clean all the grease out of my cooker after I cooked my low country. So I decided I want to have something that people really enjoy. And I tell you, I've had more people compliment us on these sausage than I could ever imagine. You know, there's a saying, if you see sausage being made at a sausage factory, you would want to go through it. Well, you'd want to see mine being made because you'll see what goes in it. And we don't put all that filler in there. And that makes a big difference. I'm just about to finish this part of the process.
Now, Jamie, we're going to go ahead and put the seasoning in after we've already removed our fat and any gristle or anything was on that meat. And after we do that, we add a little bit of water, mix it well, and then we'll put it in the press and run it through our skins. Then we take it and we transfer it into our press bucket. These are all natural skins, and once we get these on, just let it rip. Okay, so now I'm gonna make them up into individual sausages. Uh-huh. And you start off with the first one like so. You twist one, come down to the next one, and I pinch off two. That way I can always twist in the same direction, and I leave a little space between them so I can come back later and cut it at that point. All right, this is good quality sausage, and the extra time and trouble we put into it really makes a big difference in our low country boil. And our customers have been loving it now for over 33 years.
Y'all, I told y'all I'm from Albany, Georgia. And when we would get together with friends there, it was a fish fry, because there's so many ponds there to get good fresh fish. But I quickly discovered when I moved to Savannah that if you went to a friend's house, a gathering, it was going to be a low country ball. You know, I've done a lot of low country ball over the years on my show, but I've never done a famous Russo low country ball, so I can't wait to see what all you do, Vincent.
All right, we do ours a little different.
I know.
The main thing is that we start off with quality.
Yes.
Okay. Charlie brought us some nice local shrimp. We got some beautiful
good for Charlie
26, 30 count shrimp right here
and
from the store.
And they are beautiful.
And they're gorgeous, aren't they?
And the corn is
corn,
beautiful.
We wish we'd have had Silver Queen, but it's not that time of year.
No,
and then that's
it's
my
not.
Fresh homemade Italian sausage
oh,
that I make from the thigh meat of chicken.
Wow. And this is what sets yours apart from everybody else here in town.
Yep.
Because we're going to the store and buying the sausage.
Matter of fact, one of your film crew here has had it twice.
I just want to let y'all know where we are today. We're actually at Vincent Russo's house, and his wife Monica live here on Richardson Creek, y'all. And this is the same creek that my son Jamie lives on.
Hi, Paula. We've already got the water hot. We've already had the salt in the cooker. Now we're going to come in with, this is J.O. seasoning.
What is J.O. seasoning?
It's like, I guess the most familiar name would be like Old Bay.
Oh, okay.
And this,
and
this
it's
has,
called
this,
J.O.
Right.
Have you ever heard of that, Michael?
That's what I used to get in a big
50-pound cake.
So once this starts boiling, we'll stir this up and we'll put the low country. We'll put
so
the,
tell me why there's not much water in there.
Because you don't need as much. You need less. It doesn't dilute it with a lot of excess water in the pot. You got to put more seasoning in it, one thing or another.
And you put a lot of seasoning,
and,
didn't
and as
you
you'll
mean,
see,
you
once
put,
we start doing it, that's very little, really. That's not but about
I was going to say,
pint.
Now that's probably a cup.
But it's rich.
That you put
it's
in.
It's rich, yeah.
So, guys, y'all want to put that that up there?
Can you get it? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to put the corn.
So that's our potatoes.
Put the potatoes and the sausages.
And our sausage.
We're going to let that cook, and then we're going to end up putting the corn in next. And the thing behind a low country boil is they used
corn.
To call it, you know, frogmore stew and one thing
yes.
and another.
Yes.
In the old days,
that's South Carolina talk, isn't
they,
it?
Right. They put it in a galvanized tub.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, if you eat anything out of galvanized a day, it'll hurt you, but... All right, so we're going to cook this down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and put the corn in.
Okay.
And then we're going to put the shrimp in.
Now, I've got to ask you this. I've noticed that your brother just stands around with his hands in his pocket. And, you know, I've always said if when I walked into the kitchen, if y'all got your hands in your pocket, that means you're not working.
Trust me.
I'm just saying.
This is a catch-up, because when Vincent started his catering, okay, he started it into business, okay? And it was a Friday like this, okay? And he would take my best help, and I mean, we got 40 customers all over the store. Vincent started about 12 o'clock, because he had to get all this stuff ready, and
catering's hard.
Oh, yeah, and I'm left with all the stuff. Well, he takes off, you know, so he comes back, and I happen to be by the store about 8 o'clock. He comes back. I said, y'all through already? It was the wrong date.
No.
Paul, I hope you don't believe every. No, I hope you don't believe every story he tells you here.
You know, it's kind of like
Paula,
Michael,
my brother,
I'm not knowing what to believe.
My brother does not lie. He just keeps talking when the truth runs out. Okay.
I know a couple of guys
all right
there.
Now we've got that. Now the corn's the next thing. You want to hand me the corn? Right here behind you.
I handed it to you.
Okay. All right, now we've got that cooked down. We're going to put in our fresh corn. I shucked this morning.
Well, it's beautiful.
And I don't use frozen corn. That's another thing my competitors did.
Yeah, I know. I don't like. Listen, Vincent said this is going to take a couple of minutes, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to put the shrimp in, and we're going to see if Charlie Russo has finally done anything to help the cause. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Well, we're back, y'all. Vincent, our chef, says everything is ready.
Right. My brother's brought the great local 21.
Charlie is passing you the shrimp.
Yes, sir. He's finally got his hand out of pocket. All right.
Okay, I'll take your
trash.
The rest
is just a couple of minutes.
Now, how long you cook your shrimp?
Well, what's the one thing, Paula, you don't see in a good chef's kitchen?
A timer?
Right. A clock, and you never go. It usually, when you start to see it lose its complete opaqueness,
yeah,
then it's time to take it out.
Yeah, I don't like to cook mine any more than a couple to 3 minutes.
That's what it'll take, a couple of minutes. All right, before it gets
Come
too
on,
cold.
Come on, Vincent, we'd be hungry.
Okay, we're coming. We want to serve it hot.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, get back here.
Don't you get away. All right.
Runaway sausage. Oh, my God.
These are my cups when I had my catering business.
Uh-huh.
See what it says on the back?
things I like best are illegal and purple. And Vince is cooking.
What's his name? Illegal what?
Illegal, immoral.
Things I like best are illegal, immoral, and Vince is cooking.
Hey, what you drinking?
I'm fine. All right, this is what I've been waiting on right here.
Thank you, Bo.
I'm gonna get a plate too. You wanna play thing?
No. Wow.
Put you down, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Look in there. Look at that.
That's delicious.
Like that?
That is delicious.
Mm. No fat in it either.
Potato. Mm-hmm.
Fennel seed in it.
I have fennel, 9 different seasons, no preservatives. And I stand over the grinder, and you'll see with a little clip we did, I trim off any and all excess fat. Mm-hmm. Number one thing it doesn't put a lot of extra oil and grease in there like you have on the average sausage. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can cut the average sausage in half, and you won't see, like Paula just showed you, pure chicken or pure beef right on through it. Right. You'll see a lot of fat. So this keeps it from being oily. And
like Michael said, you know, I never thought about it. But when the shrimp are greasy, it makes them very hard to peel.
Right.
Thank you, Charlie.
Quite welcome.
How many different types of shrimp did you say there was?
There's over 288 different kinds of shrimp.
I can't believe that.
But your Georgia whites and your Texas whites bring the highest price on the market.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, the wild Georgia shrimp, I know, are just incredible. Mm-hmm. They're succulent and incredible. Mm. Do you guys ever, I know y'all think about your mom and daddy and the work and the struggle and the pain that they went through for y'all children to have what you have today.
Sure.
And wouldn't they be proud of y'all?
Every day I think of it.
And that keeps me going too, because being with y'all kind of, it's been so nice, because you know what y'all stand for and what my family and I stand for is
close together.
It's all about family. Mm-hmm. And friends that become like family.
Right.
So I can't thank y'all enough, guys and Monica, to have us here to your home today and share the laughs and the food with us.
And we enjoyed it. We had a great time.
We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Best dishes and love for y'all. Jamie, can you get a shot of everything? I just want everybody to see how incredibly beautiful Savannah is from this view.
Got the sunset here and the moon rising there.
What'd y'all think? It's a far difference from the smoked sausage that I normally use in my low country balls when I'm doing them. But hopefully this gave you some new ideas, and you know, there's always more than one way to do things. So until next time, y'all, love and best dishes to you and yours. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.